Thank you, Lord.
Come on, church. I think we got more than that in us. I think we got more than that in us. I think we got a little bit more left in the tank this year. Come on, church. Let's just take a moment and just keep clapping and keep praising and keep worshiping. Lord, you're worthy, Lord. I magnify you. I lift your holy name up today, Jesus. I exalt you, Lord. I exalt you, Lord. Whether you know it or not, God's moving in this place. Whether you like it or not, God's moving in this place. My Lord, I feel the spirit. I feel a spirit in here of freedom. I feel a spirit of someone's going to be made whole today. And that's a little bit what I'm going to preach about today. I want to keep you very long. But I believe God is wanting to do something in this place. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. How many love the Lord tonight, today? How many don't know where you'd be without him? When I was sitting on the piano, I saw this young man over here, young boy, run to the altar with his head set in, Brother Jason, blocked out everything else. What was he listening to? He was listening to the service. Nobody else told him to go up there. Nobody else told him to go up there, but he went up there himself, Brother David. And if we can be like a young child today, Brother Ken, what will the Lord do for you and I today? If we can humble ourselves and throw everything out there. You know, he might have had some kind of innocence towards it, but there's a seriousness about the presence of God. There's a seriousness about the presence of God, and we're in a serious moment today. I didn't come to have a halfway blessing. I didn't come through these doors. I don't know what you're waiting on. If you didn't get anything from that praise and worship service, I don't know what else you're waiting for. I don't know what other thing you're looking towards, but you could have gotten a blessing already if you haven't already. But today, we're going to go to the word of the Lord, and we're going to go to the book of Luke, chapter 17. And I remember, I'm so glad to have the opportunity, Pastor, let me preach today, and I hate that Brother Chris is sick, but, you know, I'm glad to have the opportunity. I hope the Lord blesses Brother Chris's body today, and this sickness is no joke. I'm still dealing with a little bit of it, little symptoms, but I'm okay. But, you know, God has a plan and a purpose for everything. And I can remember as a young man being on New Year's Eve, my whole life, 28 years, I know some of you are like, man, you're just a young guy. But I remember my younger years, I would beg my mom and dad, can I please go hang out with my friends on New Year's Eve night? I don't want to go to church. Sister Serena, I don't want to go to church. I want to go out. I want to go have fun. I want to go be with my friends, my buddies, because they have plans. They have things. I want to fit in. I want to be with the crowd. I want to go out and do as much as I can do on New Year's Eve night. And I'm so glad I had somebody in my life that said, no, you're going to sit your butt down in a pew, and you're going to worship God, and you're going to be in his presence when that clock strikes 12. And I'm so glad I had somebody in my life, Brother Ken, that instilled that in me today. I want to thank my parents for that. I don't know about you, church, but I want the whole thing today. That's what we're going to talk about today, the whole thing. The whole thing. In Luke chapter 17, verse 11 through 19, it says, and it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he had saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Where are the other men? Where are the other ones that I did the exact same thing to? Verse 18 goes on and says, there are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith had made thee whole. Whole. I believe God's wanting to speak into somebody's life today. We got to be made whole today, church. If the church is going to make it, it's going to be a whole church. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for all the things you've done for us already in the service, Lord. We praise you, Lord, today. We magnify you, Lord, today. We know that you're already here, God. We ask you just to prick the hearts of somebody, Lord, that hasn't been moved yet, Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to touch me, Lord, that I may deliver your message today, Jesus. Lord, help us to leave changed by the power of your Holy Ghost today, God, by the power of your Spirit, Lord. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And all the church said, amen. 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 You may be seated. You may be seated. As I was working this week, I was talking to a painter on one of the jobs I was on. And he said, you know, he's like, when the clock strikes 12, you know, then when the new year comes in, you want to make sure you're standing on your right foot so you can say, we started off the year on the right foot, Brother David. And I was, when I was in the shower, I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, he's right. But at the same time, I don't have to have no good luck charm to start off the good year. All I got to have is Jesus Christ. All you have to have is Jesus Christ. I don't have to have a drink. I don't have to have a smoke to bring in the new year, to prove to myself, to prove to somebody else that my life is great, my life is good. I don't need anybody else. But what I need is Jesus Christ. I need Jesus Christ in my life. Let me tell you something, church. God would much rather us be made whole than be healed. I'll let that sink in for a little bit. Can I tell you that he's more concerned with what's on the inside than what's on the outside? Can I tell you he's more apt to heal you on the inside, to make you whole on the inside, than he is to heal you on the outside? The leper was healed on the outside, but then he was made whole on the inside. What's on the inside is what's going to carry on to eternity. I mean, me and Lexi were talking around Christmas time, and I told her, I said, you know what's crazy is that Jesus came in a manger, and he left on a cross. He didn't come in any fancy thing. He didn't leave in any fancy thing. And I said, we strive as human beings. We strive as people. We strive as a person of society to be accepted by other people, by what we have or what we look like or the clothes on our back or the house that we have or the car that we have. But let me tell you something, that those things will not last. Those things will not sustain you. Those things will not. If this is anything for anybody else, it's for me to remind me that I'm not sustained by the things outside of these four walls. I'm sustained by Jesus Christ, Brother Paul. There's those that are in this thing for the glory of God, and there's those that are in this just for the hype. The one leper turned back because he realized it's so much more than just a healing. It's so much more than just an outward touch. The moment we forget that it's all about the inside is the moment we start slipping, Brother Levi. Is the moment we start tripping. Is the moment we start stumbling, Brother Carl. Is when we forget about it's all about what's on the inside. And yeah, while healing is great, while healing is awesome, and we want to be healed by our external things, and it's great, it's a great story, and it's a great thing that the leper was healed of his infirmities on the outside, he knew there was something else that needed to be fixed. Let me understand, when we have a sickness or an illness, it affects our inside. It affects our spirit. It affects us. We start doubting. We start having disbelief. We start having anxiety. We start being scared. We start being afraid of what might happen. And I can only think of being in that leper's mind and in his own mindset of, you know, I'm sick. I have this affliction on the outside of my body, but I know that once I'm healed of my outside infirmity, then what'll happen? I still have some things in my mind that I got to get out. I still have something in my heart that I have to get clean and get be made whole again. Sickness will torture you. The things of this life will torture you. The striving of something other than Jesus Christ will torture you and I today. It will keep you and I up at night. And will cause us to treat others in a lack thereof. Too many times the Lord wants us to be made whole, but we are too focused on the healing process that we don't take the consideration of what God is trying to do on the inside. As Christians, we get caught up with the average service and the normal praise and worship service. I can't afford to get content with the normality of basic church next year, church. I can't afford to get into that mode of, into that circle that keeps going round and around and around, Sunday after Sunday, Tuesday after Tuesday. I got to get something else from God. I got to get something else from Jesus Christ. I got to be made whole. I can't just be made healed. I just can't come into these four walls and get a halfway blessing anymore. I got to be made whole from the Master. I got to be made whole from the Master. Some of you may be in this place, you're thinking, man, I'm going into the next year still feeling the same doubt. I'm going into the next year. It's going to be the same. It's not going to be anything different. I've been in this thing for 28 years, church. I'm not very old. But I know what it feels like to play church, Brother Jason. I know what it feels like to go through the four walls with sin and get up on the platform and sin in my life. And I'm being transparent. And act like everything's okay. Put on the suit. You can put on the nicest dress you have and come into these four walls. If you leave, you're sadly mistaken. Let me tell you something. We got to be whole today, church. We can't, in the time that we live, we can't afford to play games. It's coming to an end. Lexi was telling me the other day, she was like, Joe, I feel like something just bad's going to happen. I feel like just something bad is going to happen. I feel like something's on the way that, you know, I don't know if it's for my family or if it's because of the times that we live in, but something is going to come and it's going to be hard. The word of the Lord tells you it's going to be hard at the end of this thing. It's not going to get any easier. And so what happens when we're halfway there at the end of the time when it comes? Brother Mikey, what happens, man, when we're not as whole as we should be? I don't know about you, but I don't want a half-eaten piece of toast with jelly on it. You know, whenever we had Silas, you know, he's an eater, man. And I don't think I've ever had a full meal, and you know, since he's been born. So I don't want half of what I can get from God. I want all I can get from God. I want all I can get from God. You and I, church, are in a dangerous place when we are more concerned with what God can do for us rather than what we can do for God. You know, I'm not all about we shouldn't think about that in the manner of what can the Lord do for me? You know, it starts with what can you do for the Lord? And he's going to bless you in return for your works. And so I don't want to get my healing and leave and not acknowledge the King of Kings and give him praise and worship. He's too good for that. He's too faithful for that. While the others left, there was one that went back. While the others, you know, they did what Jesus told them to do, but there was something else that lingered inside of that one leper's, the Samaritan leper's heart. He said, you know what? This ain't right. Something's not right about this. I got to return my praise and my worship to God. How many came into this place? We got to return some worship and praise. Before I do anything else this year, at the end of this year, I want to return as much as I can to Jesus Christ because he's done so many great things for me. He's been too good for me to not acknowledge him, to not turn back and give him praise. So many times people come to church and they need a healing, and boom, right then and there, Lord heals them in the first service they step into. Ain't that crazy? Ain't that how God does it? Isn't that awesome how somebody, a visitor, can come in and boom, they're healed. While somebody else, you know, God works in his own timing. While somebody else has been dealing with an issue of something for so long, I'm sure the leper was dealing with an issue for so long. I'm sure the woman with the issue of blood was dealing with things for so long, but yet they reached out in faith and they said, you know what? I can't leave here unless I get something. I can't leave here unless I get something. But they do. They come in the house of God, and the Lord will bless them, and the Lord will heal them. Then 2 weeks later, or time will come by, a short time will pass, and you don't see them anymore. You say, you know what? Where were they at? You know, they were here for a while. They were doing good, man. They were coming in here and worshiping and raising their hand and doing all they knew to do. And something's wrong with this picture. Something's wrong with this picture. You know, that's one of the issues with people today, is they don't stick around long enough to obtain their blessing. They don't stick around long enough to become whole. They don't stick around long enough to become whole. I'm going to say it again. They don't stick around long enough to be made whole. Listen, we stick around too much in our seat sometimes by just sitting there, when we could stand up and praise him and worship him and be made whole. But we're too concerned about being healed rather than being made whole today. You know, once people get what they want, they're gone. Anybody ever had a friend like that? once they get what they want, they're gone. They're out of here. Let me tell you, the church, you know, the heaven isn't going to be made up of drive-through Christians. Heaven isn't going to be made up of those that, oh, I'll get a healing here, and then I'll go skip church about two or three times in a row, and then I'll come back. You know, that's not how it rolls with Jesus Christ. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be made whole. That's a hard thing to preach. Let me tell you something. If you want to be made whole, you're going to show some commitment. You're going to show some commitment to the house of God. You're going to show some commitment in a time of prayer outside of the four walls of this church, outside of the four walls of the building. There's got to be something that you got to be held accountable for. We got to be held accountable today. The leper received his wholeness by his faith. By his faith. What does the word of the Lord say? Verse 19 in chapter 17, it says, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy what? Thy faith hath made thee whole. You can be healed service after service after service after service, but if you don't strike that faith up inside of you and say, you know what? Something else is missing. Something else is missing. I want to be made whole today. You can leave here, church, being made whole. You can leave here not limping. You can leave here not being able to. People want to say, I want to jump. You can leave here jumping with joy for Jesus Christ. You can leave here being made whole. The reason he returned to Jesus was that he knew where his help came from. His faith rose up with him, and he started giving thanks to God Almighty. Let me tell you something. We can base facts on where these lepers were and where Jesus was at the time. And in the nine, when we read scripture, when you study scripture, where they were at, the nine were Jews. They knew who Jesus was. Afar off, they saw Jesus, Brother Paul, and they said, Master, Master, Master. And the Samaritan was an outcast. He was a stranger. He was someone that, you know, everyone pushed aside. Everyone pushed aside and said, you know what? No, we don't want you. The Jews and the Samaritans were against each other. But it was a Samaritan. Who was it? It was a Samaritan that came back to Jesus Christ. It wasn't God's people. It was a Samaritan. It was a Samaritan that came back to him. Let me tell you something. There's people out here hurting. There's people out here suffering. And it's a shame to us if we keep this thing to ourselves. We gotta share the call of God and share what God has for us. Sadly, we've got too many people saying that they love the Lord, but they're running to the priests rather than giving thanks to Jesus. We've got too many apostolics who are running toward tradition and man-made idealism than running towards God. Even though Jesus said, you know what, go show yourself to the priest. There was one that went back and said, you know what, I'm going to show myself back to you, God, because you're the one that did it. Because you're the one that did it. How many want to run back to God today? How many want to run back to God today? When God heals me and delivers me, I can't afford to keep living a half life in Christ. I want to progress forward. I want to be made whole through my faith in him. Through my faith. It's nothing but through faith. You're not going to be made whole by anything else today. You may feel whole after you eat Mexican. You may feel whole after you have a snack or something, you know. But there's nothing like the wholeness that Jesus brings to you and I today. And so, you see, the Samaritan's faith steered him into the next dimension. Some of you are like stuck. Like, what's the next step? What's the next avenue I need to go down? What's the next street I got to walk down? What's my next move? This next year, what's my next move? Is it going to be the same? No, it won't be the same. Because let me tell you something, every year there's something different. Every year there's something that may come your way that you least expect it. But Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith. I know I didn't give this to Brother Ken in the booth back there, but Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith. It doesn't say later. If you live in the now, that's where God wants you to live, in the now. You can't control your past. You can't control your future. The only thing you control is right now, Sister Melissa. And I don't know about you, but I want to control what I can control because I'm a control freak. But now, if we have faith now, the Lord says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There's just something about turning back to give God what we have. There's just something, Brother Mike, to turn back towards God after he blesses you and I today. And I was looking back over this year, and I was thinking of all the good things. And the Lord blessed us with Emma, and it was a blessing. And then things just started getting out of hand, and things started trickling down where it felt like, Brother Carl. Things were going out at the house. My roof needed replaced. My hot water heater went out. And it's hard to look at life and not be discouraged, Brother Jediah. It's hard to look at the things that the devil tries to throw out at us. You know, it's life. There's things that just life. But there's also some things that the devil will throw at you and try to throw you off guard and throw you off your path to Jesus Christ. And so I don't ever want to be so discouraged that I lose out on the side of what God's trying to do in my life. So this Samaritan leper had a choice. This Samaritan leper had a choice. There's going to be tons of choices to be made. There's a choice to be made today. He could have chose to follow the crowd. He could have chose to follow the Jewish people. He could have chose to follow the other lepers. But who's to know and who's to tell what the other lepers were dealing with after they just got healed instead of be made whole? Who's to tell? Who's to know what they went through after just the healing? But let me tell you something. The man that was made whole, he left with a wholeness about him. He left with a completeness about him. He left with something that, okay, I'm put together now. I'm put back together now. I mean, only God can put back together some things in your life. If you're looking for something else, it's only by Jesus Christ that he's going to put it back together. But what can I give him that could be anything that would even be close to what he's given to me? Some may be asking yourself that. What can I give back to God that could be anything close to what he's done for me. I'll tell you what you can give him. You can give him thanksgiving. You can do what this leper said, what this leper did. He didn't just say, oh, thank you, Lord. He didn't just say, oh, I'm so glad he did that for me. No, but what did he do? He turned back and with a loud voice, he glorified God and fell down on his face and his feet. Let me tell you something. You're going to have to go to the extreme about some things. You're going to have to do the extreme. And I was like this a long time ago, and I was so backward in my praise and my worship, and I didn't want to get out in front of people and run and jump. But there was a time when the Lord told me, you run around the church and see if you don't feel different. And I did. I felt like everything was just, as I was running, I just felt like everything was falling off of me. As I was running, I just felt like everything was just falling right off of me. But well, let me tell you something. We're going to have to, if you want something from God and you just can't get it, you feel like you just, man, I can't get it. Man, I keep praying. I keep doing this. I keep doing that, trying to get what I want from God. Maybe you need to go to the next extreme. Maybe you need to go to the next extreme. But this leper had a choice. And it's up to you today. What's the choice? What's the choice you're going to make? Are you going to go back to the old lifestyle? Are you going to continue in the 23, going into 24? Are you going to continue into the same routine prayer? Are you going to continue with the same habits of prayer? Are you going to continue with the same outlook? Are you going to continue with the same motives? I won't, church. I'll be the first one to lay it out there. I won't. And if I do, hold me accountable. If I do, hold me accountable. And so as the musicians and the singers want to come today, I'm going to come to a close. I don't want to keep you very long. But as the church stands today, I want us all to be in one mind and one accord right now. I know we're ready to ring in the new year, and I believe God's doing some great things. And he's going to do some great things. He desires for you and I to be whole. Let me tell you something. Each and every one of us have something we need healed. But how many can sit here and truly self-examine your own life and say, I need to be whole today? I got some things. Yeah, I got some things on the outside, but I also have some things on the inside that need to be changed before this new year. Before even tonight's service, I got to have something to back it up with. I don't want to go into the new year of a prayer asking for forgiveness. I want to be on a clean slate with God before I leave this place right now. So in 2024, there's going to be many decisions to make. I believe today the question that God is asking you and I right now is, are you thankful for what I've done for you? The leper, there was a difference between the leper, the Samaritan leper, and the Jew leper. It was his sense of thankfulness that got him what he needed. It was his sense of praise and his sense of worship, of gratitude towards the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as to why he left with his cup full, not half empty. So there's another question he's asking you and I today. Do you remember when I did this for you? Do you remember when I did that for you? Do you remember when I saved you from this accident? Do you remember when I saved you from this illness? Do you remember when I healed you? Do you remember when I did this? Do you remember when I did that? And I want everyone to self-examine what's going on, what has happened to you this year. And come to an understanding that, you know, the healing is nice, but I got to be made whole today. The healing is great and all, but I got to be made whole today by the Master. So today I'm going to allow my faith to work, Brother Carl. Today I'm going to let my faith loose. I'm going to start early before 2024 even gets here. I'm going to thank him for what he has done and what he hasn't even done yet. What he hasn't even done yet. What's faith? It's a substance of things hoped for, which means I'm looking towards something and I can see it, but I don't have it yet. But I believe God's going to do it for me. I believe my loved one that's lost in this world is going to be through these front doors. And I believe someone, my best friend or my loved one, is going to be sitting right next to me in this place. So I know my God. Do you know your God today? I know my God is a healer. I know my God is a savior. I know my God is the King of Kings. I know my God gave me that extra dollar when I didn't have it in the bank. I know my God healed me when I was sick, when I was down and out. Do you know your God today? If you don't know your God truly today, he wants to know you. He wants to know you. So before the Samaritan was even made whole, he let his faith loose. Before the Samaritan was even made whole, he let his faith loose. I wonder if anyone has that kind of faith today. I wonder if anyone will step out from the seat and run back to the master and cry out with thanksgiving and glorify him. How can we not glorify him? How can we not thank him for everything he's done for us, Sister Serena? He is an on-time God. It may not work when we, and the song goes, he may not come when we want him to, but he'll be there right on time. How many of you believe that? He was right on time this year. He was right on, and then let me tell you something. He's going to be right on time next year. But it's up to us to keep our faith and let it loose. Get our faith and let it loose and let it go. Imagine how complete we would feel if we let loose our faith in 2024. God wants to make someone whole today, church. There's going to be some choices you're going to have to make. It's hard. Let me tell you something. It's hard to make a choice when you have a halfway life with God. It's hard to make the right decision, Brother Ken, when you have an unstable walk with God. I want to build my house on a firm foundation today, church. I love you, church. And I love what I feel in this place. God wants to make someone whole today.